said, no, you ruined the canvas and I want you to begin to paint. And she said, how do you want me to paint? And I said, now make a connection between what you have painted and what I just put on that. Begin to work on that now. That's your creative process. That is where you go into the unknown. That is not where you're thinking that I'm going to paint a tree with the kids dancing underneath it. That is where you take the journey into the unknown. This is where the hero's journey begins. Going toward the unknown, not toward the known. As you're going toward the known, you're dealing with your ordinary, mundane stuff. Mm. It's the unknown that invites you. Is that sound, as beautifully said by Albert Einstein, we are all dancing to a tune played by a distant fifer.
Oh.
It's that distant fifer that takes us on that dance. It's not me with my little, nothing, stupid brain who decides.
Yeah.
It's surrendering to that journey and let that journey take you. Let the invitation come from a distant fifer and develop your rhythm on that.
This is exactly the hero's journey, because she started in ordinary. She started with her ordinary way, and this is what most of us do, and that's fine. But then the call to adventure is you saying, whew. Sometimes the call comes when the kingdom is in ruin, when something falls apart, when things don't go your way. Often that's the invitation. That's where the hero's journey begins. So you came and destroyed her comfort zone. And then you invited her, you called her to now connect the dots between what you know and what this big mark that just happened. You gave her an invitation. It was a call to adventure. The next stage, by the way, chills, goosies.
Goosebumps. Amazing.
Seriously. Wow. Because the next stage after the call, the invitation to come do something crazy, do something different, do something that you want to do anyway. She was there at your retreat. She heard the call to at least come to the retreat, so you knew that she was already in the flow of that to
By the way,
anyway.
She's dying to come back to my next retreat.
Of course.
Now she's taking a new,
Yes, it becomes less painful each time and you're more like ready for it. But then there's, after the call to adventure is the refusal of the call. Or resistance to the call. You ruined this. This is horrible. Yeah. What have you done?
Right.
If there's a tornado, Dorothy, oh no, Auntie M, where'd everybody go? This isn't supposed to happen. I'm covered in chills right now because I used to hate the resistance stage. Let's just get past that, like as if it was a stepping stone you could get past. But what I've learned is that the refusal to the call, the resistance, may be a constant companion along every stage of the whole journey. And if that part isn't embraced and recognized and worked with, then we won't go anywhere. We're not gonna ever get to the next stage if we think we have to completely do battle with the refusal and the resistance and get rid of it all. It will never happen. I talk to so many people that are very accomplished and they have the little voice in the head saying, you can't do this, what are you doing? That's crazy, that's stupid, no one's gonna like it. You're an imposter, you're blah, 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 blah. Thank you for sharing. Elizabeth Gilbert in her book, Big Magic, writes this beautiful letter to her inner critic, the refusal part of her, and she said, dear critic, I'm going to be driving the car.
That's the specter that I called.
Yes. I will be driving the car on this road trip. You can sit in the passenger seat, but you're not allowed to touch the radio. Any of the dials, I will be choosing the soundtrack. You can come, though, but you just have to be quiet or talk to yourself or write in your own journal and put it somewhere else, because we're going to go where I'm going to take us. And you're coming along. I know you're there. It's fine that you're there, but just don't be a nuisance. Yeah. Otherwise, So the refusal. And then what did she do? She was looking to you, somebody who's been there, done it. You can do this. Go ahead. Connect the dots between the slash and what you know. So we all need somebody. You refer to Don Quixote. You refer to Rumi, Hafez.
That is probably the most difficult part of the journey.
Which part? The hero? I mean, the mentor?
Yeah, the mentor. Because, see, the mentor, you have to surrender to the mentor. Mm. If your mind comes along the way, which it usually does, ruins everything. Surrendering becomes the most difficult part of the journey.
Yes.
Because, see, let's say you and I are going to go from LA to San Francisco. You'll be the driver. I'll be the navigator. And I keep on telling you, okay, turn left, turn right, do this, do this. All of that. And you follow everything exactly like I tell you. But at some point, one of these turns, I say, okay, turn left. And you think, well, that left turn seems to be a dead end or something. It might be a mistake. And you want to make a right instead of left.
Yeah.
We never get to San Francisco, although you followed everything.
Almost.
Almost. You missed just one turn in there. Ooh. And that. So surrendering is very difficult. The mentor, if you pick the mentor, you've got to accept what the mentor tells you to do. Yeah. I'm going to use a Hafez poem that I love, a verse that I love. He says, چو بشنوی سخن اهل دل مگو که خطاست. سخن شناس نی جان من. خطا اینجاست. When you hear the words of a guide, don't say it's wrong. You don't know. You cannot distinguish right or wrong words. That's where it's wrong.
Ooh.
It's the, you have to accept that I cannot distinguish. When the guy tells me to do this, I've got to follow it. Because I cannot use my rationality. When Michelangelo puts the chisel in there, in the middle of it, doesn't think that, oh, you know what, I wanna sculpt David in here. I want to sculpt Venus in here.
Right.
If he thinks of that, he would never make it as Michelangelo.
It's like the ego versus that, what did you call it before? The intelligentsia?
Intelletto.
Intelletto.
Yeah, intelletto.
Which to
yes.
me, that sounds like, it sounds like intellect, but it sounds like it's the
divine,
the higher intellect
right.
that's
it's
guiding.
Higher.
And you know, right. I mean, we've all had experiences of feeling those hidden hands. I mean, even if it was just for one moment, but that's, if we're operating by will, and I know the difference. I mean, I can be very willful. Dana is rolling his eyes right now. Oh, and there's somebody calling me. I put that on airplane. Somebody, the call to adventure. Somebody's calling me to adventure.
Right.
How did that happen?